President of Imani Ghana, Franklin Kujo, has resigned his position from the government's Committee on the Sustainability of the Single Spine Pay Policy. In a statement, Mr. Kujo said his decision is in the best interest of his personal convictions. Therefore, there is the need for all checks and balances within government to be orderly, especially when professional integrity is at stake. We bring the excess of the statement.
In the statement, Mr. Kujo explains that following the successful national forum on the single spine pay policy held in Ho last August, a 16-member post-forum implementation committee on the SSPP was inaugurated on August 22, 2013 by the Ministry of Employment and Labour Relations, which he was a part of. Based on the findings of the committee, a 7-member subcommittee was formed to identify and wean off subvented government agencies. Mr. Kujo continued that after the first set to be weaned off was announced in the 2014 budget statement, the subcommittee has been asked by the Finance Ministry, as communicated to the CEO of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, to stop its meetings until further directives are issued. He described the directive as needless and unfortunate. He said a usurpation of the authority of the Ministry of Employment and Labour Relations will crucially affect the successful completion of the subcommittee's work and ultimately delay the much-needed reforms to reduce the burden of the public workforce on the wage bill. He, however, added that Imani will be willing to contribute to national debates on critical issues when invited and properly ordered.
You heard excerpts of a statement on the resignation of President of Imani Ghana, Franklin Kujo, from the Government's Committee on the Sustainability of the Single Spine Pay Policy.